This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
President Trump gets out the pen and starts to change some of the policies of the previous administration. Hi, everybody. Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney, the skipper of this ship, as we head in a couple of different directions this hour. And it includes a conversation with a rocket scientist who had 500,000 views for her TED Talk. Wait till you meet her. I'm not even going to tell you who she is. She is mind-blowing. But right from the get-go, equally as fabulous, Lori Lewis joins us from Talk Media News, probably exhausted, like I said, from all the craziness that ensued the last couple of days in Washington, D.C. Hey, Lori, how are you?
Hey, Skipper.
I think I'm doing, usually I'm the exhausted one, but I think this time it's a role reversal. So first you had the inauguration, then you had Sean Spicer come out, and it's all about the numbers and the alternate universe or alternate facts, I suppose, that comment from Kellyanne Conway. Then you had the march. What was it? It had to be kind of crazy. What was it like from your point of view to be involved in this and watch this unfold?
It has been crazy. It's also been pretty remarkable. One of the things that both Trump supporters and protesters override the inauguration. So on the day of the inauguration, my job was to cover the protests for work. So rather than, you know, being inside the inauguration and listening to Trump's speech and so on, I was out there talking to people who were trying to disrupt it and the people observing those disruptions. And a recurring theme was whether you were somebody attempting to disrupt this or if you were a nearby Trump supporter who was looking on, that our First Amendment rights are enshrined in the Constitution exactly for this purpose. They're there, right, so people can air their grievances. And Trump supporters said this again and again, and protesters said this again and again. And that was really remarkable to hear and see.
Yeah, I remind people of that all the time. I always say this, no matter what your label is, what you call yourself politically, or sometimes, you know, you feel one way politically and you feel a different way personally, socially, whatever. You know, we have the freedom of speech is so valuable. All you have to do is go to a country where they don't have freedom of speech. And I've been there where it's state-run news. And as somebody who's a journalist, and now I know you certainly feel that way, you don't want to be in that situation where you've got news that is force-fed to you. Here you have a choice. You can listen to who you want to listen to, and you can decide for yourself, don't you think?
Yeah, I completely agree. And it's like our news media, right, they can run stories that are flat-out false, mm-hmm. Which they shouldn't do, absolutely
right.
Shouldn't do, and legitimate media does not do. But I mean, the government, though, doesn't always respond in a hostile way to that, and that's really unique, right? Like you're saying, in other nations, if somebody runs a contrarian view, let's say in a newspaper, that newspaper very well can be shut down. And just to see, you know, these thousands and thousands of people participating in a march that's, like, clearly against government or upcoming government policies, and they're not being imprisoned, right? They're actually being guarded by our police force, by our security forces. It's really remarkable.
Yeah, I agree with that. So Trump, busy on Monday, signs three executive orders, including the TPP withdrawal, federal hiring freeze, and is looking at, you know, some others, too, as well, that have been already discussed, and the NGO funding is also was also up for grabs. You have to say, there's no question, he was incredibly busy. Do you think he's going to dismantle most of the Obama policies?
Well, he said, you know, he said while campaigning that he wasn't going to hold back from using executive orders. He actually chastised President Obama for using so many, but then said Obama had set a precedent and that he intended to also use that ability. And something his White House press secretary said today, Sean Spicer, he mentioned earlier, is that President Trump still intends to go through with the things he said he would do. It's that the White House is staggering these executive orders so that they don't get washed out by other news. And I'm paraphrasing there, but that's pretty much what he said.
Yeah, speaking of Sean Spicer, today at the White, or Monday at the White House briefing, he did take questions. I mean, it wasn't that way over the weekend, but now he's taking questions. He seemed like a gentler Sean Spicer. Did you get that impression?
Yeah, you definitely did. Like you're saying, he took questions. He seemed to go at a calmer pace. He didn't stutter as much. I don't know Sean Spicer well, but I did see other pundits in the news who have worked with him for years and years and years saying that this is the Sean Spicer, quote-unquote, they know or knew. So if you tuned into that briefing, he started off, and the first question did not go to the Associated Press, as is, like, quid pro quo for the Obama administration, as far as I know, stretching back a couple of years before that also, a number of years before that. It went to the New York Post. But by the end of that briefing, what started off is Spicer calling on outlets that would not be considered the mainstream news. He had gotten to a good number of outlets who wanted to ask a question, and he really spent a lot of time going through the reporters in the room.
Wow, so interesting. Maybe the reporters aren't going to get moved out of the White House.
Yeah, I haven't heard any update on that. The room was packed. I wasn't there myself, but I did watch it, and the room was packed. But there did appear to be room for everybody.
Yeah, it looked that way to me too. All right, Lori Lewis, thanks so much. As always, appreciate it. Get some rest, kiddo.
All right, thank you. Good night.
Good night. Yeah, it is. It has been a crazy, crazy few days in D.C. And immediately, the president is busy. He may end up being the busiest president. You know, one of the things about Donald Trump that he's even talked about when he's been asked about this, he sleeps like 4 hours a night. He says he doesn't need a lot of sleep. So he's known for that. I mean, whatever it is, whenever he goes to bed, it's 4 hours, maybe five. So he is about immediately rolling out and the work. He may end up being that guy that is just, even when he's been asked about vacations or whatever in the White House, he's already just poo-poos that and says, are you kidding me? We've got to get to work immediately. And he's not, you know, even thinking about that whatsoever. Then there's a lot that has to be done in that first 100 days. Questions about Supreme Court, to fill Scalia's shoes, finishing up the whole cabinet thing. The nominees are all out there, but getting the confirmations, having the meetings with everybody where they're officially in the position that they've been nominated for, and looking at other policies, in particular health care, because we know that health care is really front and center, I think, even before immigration and the wall and what are our policies with illegal immigration. That's going to come up, and it already has, but I think health care trumps that, just pardon the pun, a little bit. If you want to weigh in, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Fascinating thing, you delight me, and I know you're speaking of me. Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
Coming up, I'm going to introduce you to a really cool rocket scientist. Also, Joe Alton will join us to talk about the wall, the probability of the wall, what that looks like, all of that. And a big reminder to everybody that our Wednesday into Thursday show, we will be doing Nail the Score. I blame it on Sharon in Maine. She wanted to nail the score for the Pro Bowl, so you're getting a Nail the Score. That happens in our second hour last segment. Sweet! I really want someone to nail the score. I know someone's going to do it. If we don't have a Nail the Score winner through the Super Bowl, we will bring back Nail the Score during March Madness, and that means you'll have a chance to perhaps do it then. This is the year. This is the year that somebody is going to do it. We've had two winners in the past. I've said this before. We had a winner from Connecticut, and we had a winner from Vermont. So now, you know, maybe everybody listening to us on KPAM in Portland, maybe there, maybe New Orleans. If you're listening to us in New Orleans, perhaps you may be our next winner. Maybe you'll be the winner. I don't know. I'm just guessing, right? And I just have a good feeling about it. I just have a good feeling that somebody's going to do it. Someone's going to crack the code. Someone's going to be able to get in there somehow and nail the score. Regardless, we are playing our game, period, end of story, and that does happen this week. I like to call this segment Odds and Ends, and I call it Odds and Ends, and sometimes some nights or mornings, if you're listening to the show, you'll think, wow, she's thrown in a bunch of odds and ends, and then sometimes we go away from odds and ends. Why? Because we get bored of doing the same thing, right? Like, I wasn't one of those kids that someone would say, what's your favorite cookie? I wasn't eating chocolate chip cookies the whole time. In other words, I like variety. It's the spice of life for me, right? So I want to make sure, because the buzz in your backyard and my backyard, sometimes it's different. If you're in California, there's mudslides and the rain and the horrific weather that you've been dealing with. The people in the southeast dealing with the tornadoes. Tornadoes are so scary to me because with hurricanes, you get a warning. Oh, hurricane warning. It looks bad. And if it dissipates, great. So you didn't take chances and you left and you did what you had to do. But with tornadoes, sometimes the right conditions pop up and you don't get great warning. Just because there's thunderstorms doesn't mean there's going to be a tornado, and you don't know, and especially in the middle of the night. And unfortunately, that happened to way, way, way too many people. Awful, awful, awful. So, four odds and ends. What's being talked about? I guess includes the... I mentioned the Minnesota Governor Mark Drayton collapsing during his speech. He says he's okay. Back to work on Tuesday. But he scared a lot of people when he started to slur his words and he sort of fainted. And luckily they checked him out and he said he was okay, but it was scary. And then I go from the governor to this is odds and ends. If you watch any TV, would you ever watch a show called The Bachelor? I remember when that show came on. A little too cheesy for me. Not my cup of tea. It just seems so staged and phony. And then I met somebody that was on The Amazing Race. They were really nice guys. I met them in Vegas and had a conversation with them, and they said that they were prompted constantly to get a little bit more upset with the people, even though they liked the people. And I thought, you know, of course, it's all staged. It has to be. Otherwise, it'd be too boring. So I can't watch a show where they try to hook these people up, and you know that some of this is just pure on hype, right? I mean, yeah, no. I can't go there with some of you. Just can't do it. I would rather watch a sporting event or read my book. I read a bunch of different authors, and somebody asked me this once. My favorite character, you'll have to look him up, is Stone Barrington. And that would give you a hint as to who one of my favorite writers is. I'll just tell you, Stuart Woods. And this guy's written like 60 books. I think he wakes up in the morning and says, time to write another adventure for Stone Barrington. What's he going to do now? I mean, you're pretty talented if you can just pump them out like that, right? I mean, seriously, it's crazy, this series. I mean, it is crazy. And I've read a ton of his books. I can't say I've read them all, but I've read a lot of them. So I spend probably more of my time doing that. Here is another huge story that affects so many of us. You know, we talk about cancer. There's so many different kinds of cancer, and cancer has taken too many people in my world away, and I'm sure many of you, same thing. And some of you are survivors of cancer and have had children survive and other family members, and you know what that feeling's like when they call you and tell you it's at bay. They say now the risk of dying from cervical cancer could be higher than they thought. And that they talk about these cancer screenings. They say black women are dying from cervical cancer 77% higher than they thought before. White women 47% higher. And they talk about the statistics are just different. And they talk about how to measure it. They talk about the new cases. They talk about what, you know, screening, getting screened, and how important that is, and adjusting the rates, and saying an interesting fact, a behavioral risk factor surveillance system, they say, on how many women in 2000 and 2012, 20 and older, reported ever having a hysterectomy, that they use that to adjust the death rates, cervical cancer death rates, and they talked about various, you know, factors and age groups and whatnot, and, you know, they say that they can't, what's contributing to the differences in the cancer mortality by age and race, and that they have a better understanding and more reasons for the underlying problem, even though they say it's highly preventable in the United States because of the screening and a vaccine to prevent HPV, which can cause a cervical cancer. And boy, just, it's just, anytime I hear any of the cancer rates climbing, and I just think to myself, can we not get a cure for cancer? Could somebody not come along and do something to turn that around? I mean, just, gosh. I went in a room one time where someone was giving a speech, and I thought it was brilliantly done, and the person said, how many people have had cancer, and, you know, stand up, and they stood up. How many people have had their spouse have cancer, and they stood up. How many people have had a mother, a sister, a niece, or whatever? And then they went through basically all the relationships, friends. By the time they were done, the entire room had stood up. It's like, wow, this is a big room. There is 1,000 people in this room, and I cannot see one person who is still seated. And that is sad, frightening, and infuriating to me. Because wouldn't it be great to have somebody win a Nobel Prize, win whatever it is that you could win for curing what has killed so many people? I mean, just way, way, way too many people. And speaking of that, and I mentioned this, the tornadoes, my thoughts go out to all those folks. 20 people dead in that violent, violent weather. Awful, very, very sad state of emergency in Georgia. Stay with us. Next, we're talking to a real live rocket scientist here on America Tonight.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you seen the movie yet, Hidden Figures? I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. And I cannot believe, I mean, I guess I can believe it, but we know that there are other people out there just like what we saw portrayed in the movie. And we're going to introduce you to one right now, Olympia Lapointe, who just has an amazing story. Imagine you fail math and science until the 11th grade. Then a math teacher takes you under their wing, teaches you how to think differently. You end up graduating at the top of your class. You're hired at Boeing after graduating. You're 21, and you work to calculate the probability of catastrophic explosions in space flights. Incredible. And we're just scratching the surface here as far as this rocket scientist is concerned. TED speaker and author, Olympia Lapointe. Olympia, thanks so much for popping on.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I'm just so happy to be on your show.
So let's talk about your childhood and what I mentioned, that how did your brain get turned around and did you get in the groove of really liking math and science? Because I'm assuming you got there because there's no way you could do the job you did if you didn't change your mind.
Oh, thank you so much. People always ask me that, how did I turn my thinking around? As you mentioned, I was a rocket scientist for NASA's Space Shuttle Main Engine program, and we helped launch 28 missions to space. But people are surprised that I failed algebra, failed geometry, failed calculus, and failed chemistry. And I have to look at that because that was my past and I learned from it. But what I specifically grew from that is the realizing that everyone is intelligent. Everyone is smart, but only if they understand how to use their brain. And I was someone who loved math after going to a field trip when I was 6 years old to JPL, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory here in California. I said I wanted to be just like a rocket scientist, and I didn't know how challenging that was going to be. In elementary school, I studied mathematics, and I failed algebra. And I didn't realize that when most people go through an emotional experience in their life, the first place it usually shows up is in their mathematics and science education, but specifically in their mathematics education, because that's where the brain is required to use the frontal brain lobes. When someone is going through any type of emotional turmoil like I was going through, or any child that's going through any type of emotional turmoil, whether it is a bad teacher, if it's difficulty at home with the parents, if it's a hard time at school, it shows up in the mathematics education itself. That's where the brain actually processes the difference between fear or problem solving. And when someone has problem solving going on or solution finding, the frontal part of their brain lobe is actually firing and the fear is not. And what turned my life around is that a teacher, it was in 11th grade, sat down with me and showed me how my brain worked. And no one had ever done that before. And that was the turning part in my life to allow me to see, oh my God, I'm actually smart. I could actually do this math. And it took a while to actually learn the mathematics, but I eventually got it. And then I became fast at it. And then I was showing other people how to do it. And then I eventually launched Rocket Foot.
When you go to Boeing and you are this rocket scientist, and it's 1998, and even though, as in the movie Hidden Figures, we see in what happened with those scientists, you had to have overcome, I would imagine, some amazing things because you were young. You're a Native American, French, African American woman. What was your treatment like, or how did you get people to pay attention and listen to you at such a young age?
Well, they didn't. And that's the most funniest thing, because when I watched the movie Hidden Figures, well, first off, I was just so amazed that Hidden Figures was made, because when I looked at Katherine Johnson's life on screen, I actually started crying. Her life and my life were identical. And even though it being 40 years later, after that moment in time, I still went through the exact same thing. And I was so moved to write about that, that I ended up writing the article on the Huffington Post. And in my book, Mathophobia, I share about what it was really like to actually be one of the youngest people there and doing the mathematics. And people are unaware that in the rocket science world, in the propulsion world, everyone has their piece. There are people that focus on the structural dynamics, how things won't break apart. There's people that look at thermodynamics, what type of fuels can actually be combined and created together so it wouldn't melt the metal when it goes through. There are engine guys and, like, turbo pump individuals who will look at the type of blade speed that needs to rotate and rotation does this need to be created in order to exit a swimming pool within like a 6 second time period. I mean, this is the fluid that needs to go through. These are the skills that everyone has. And so my job was a mathematician in the reliability engineering system safety world. So I had to literally go to every single person, capture their math, capture their science, put it all together within one mathematical formula to say exactly which type of explosion would happen before it would occur. And that
wow.
was the most challenging part, because not all the people were talking with one another.
Oh, communication. Oh, boy, we could talk about that for hours.
And I realized that was the beautiful gift that I brought. And I was one of the very few women there. I would go into this room, and there would be like around 200 people in this room, and I would be like the only woman. And I would look around, and I was sometimes the only person of color, but mainly I was the only woman. And at first I thought to myself, oh, my God, how is this going to work? And they weren't used to working with someone who were different than they were. It was just not something that they were culturally expected or prepared to do, I should say. And everyone I worked with were excellent people, but it took time for them to understand that there is a gigantic difference between not necessarily me being a person of color, but me being a woman and they being men. And I think there is such a beautiful diversity opportunity available with men and women working together in the workplace, because what I've recognized in my particular and personal experience is that me being the only woman in that room, I was the connector. That's what I didn't realize. I had the ability to communicate not only the technical information, but connect everyone together so we were all working in such a team way to prevent explosions that we changed the design. And it was one of the most challenging experiences, I'll be honest with you, the most challenging experiences I ever went through. But it was the most powerful because I realized the role that I had was to connect people as a woman. And that's the most striking thing that I look back on is I had the ability to connect people with the technical information so everyone could see the same picture and make a difference with it.
Wow, that's powerful. As part of that team and doing that, you helped launch 28 space missions, some we certainly know and have talked about when we think about the space shuttle days. For you, and I know this is hard to boil down, what was your proudest moment as far as those space missions?
Thank you for asking that question. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. In my TED Talk, Reprogramming Your Brain to Overcome Fear, it was interesting. At the beginning of the TED Talk, I count down. I do this thing. It's 10, 9, 8, and I count down. I bring the audience into that moment in time where I'm supporting mission control. And I'm launching this. And that was the most powerful time for me. I had to build and build and build to the point where I knew every single weld. There were over 3,000 welds of the engine alone. I had to know exactly where every single piece of machinery was within the engine. It was like a human body with all these different organs everywhere, where you have to know how each one operates, what's the temperature, what's the pressure. I had to know every single one of the tubes, over 1,000 tubes. I had to be able to know exactly the number of each one of them. And the proudest moment was when I could sit in this dark room for 12 hours looking at this data from all these different things of the engine supporting mission control in what we call the ROC. It was the most amazing part of my life. Here I was in this room, and I feel like I'm getting emotional right now. Here I was in this room where I was helping launch the rockets, and I was just like the men that I saw in the pictures that were on my field trip in first grade when I was 6 years old, when I told myself I want to be just like those men that I saw. And that was the point in my life where I realized, oh, my gosh, I made it. And I made it. I made it here. And it was sweat and it was tears. It was times in which I thought to myself, how am I going to make through this? How am I going to be able to get this information across to the people? There were times in which I remember the second day I was hired and one of the people came to me and circled me and looked and was in complete awe because they had never seen a woman working on the floor before. And later on, he became one of my biggest supporters. But I remember right after that, ladies I didn't even know brought me over into the restroom and told me, all right, you don't know us, but just to let you know, we've been here for years. You're like the first engineer that's come on this floor. And just to let you know, there's a few men that will push your buttons just to make you seem emotional. And it's important that you stay calm, because at any moment that you do not keep yourself calm, you'll have a reason to put a man in your place. And it was coming from women that took me to the side in the restroom. And so when I saw the hidden figures for the restroom scenes, I was thinking to myself, oh, my God, this is just like, oh, this is just like my experience. And when I sat in that dark room supporting launches, I knew that I had made it. Out of all those experiences, I made it. So that was the most important thing to me.
Wow, what a story. You can check out her TED Talk, Reprogramming Your Brain to Overcome Fear. Over 500,000 and counting views worldwide. Olympia Lapointe, what an inspiration. Rocket scientist, TED speaker, and author. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It's been so fun to be on your show. Thank you.
Thanks, Olympia.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? are president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now. And when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking to a rocket scientist, Olympia LaPointe, we go from Olympia to Dr. Joe Alton, who is a disaster preparedness expert and host of American Survival Radio. You know, we just watched the inauguration, and there's lots of questions about the wall, because this is one of the major themes for Donald Trump as he was crisscrossing around the United States and getting people interested in what his policies were going to be, what his vision was. And the vision was to build a wall. So, Dr. Alton, thanks so much for coming on. And as you know, this was a major theme that really struck a chord with a lot of people. So now we've got President Trump, the elect, is taken out of his name. What do you think is going to happen with his pledge regarding this wall, that so many people are waiting to see what happens and who's going to build it and who's going to pay for it? Do you think we're really going to see a wall?
Well, I think that's one of the major points of his entire campaign. Matter of fact, probably the cornerstone is that there's going to be some kind of physical wall on our 2,000-mile border with Mexico. I mean, it sounds improbable that you could even do that, but he's going to figure out a way to do it, and he keeps saying that Mexico is going to pay for it. And that's really where I come in. I wrote an article in the Daily Caller where I just sort of said that the Mexican president and many different presidents from before just simply said that it's just against our dignity as a country, our dignity as Mexicans. Now it's a matter of national pride, and we didn't have to go into all this "you're going to pay for the wall" kind of thing. Look at it this way. Let's say I have a neighbor named Kate, and Kate has a Rottweiler that insists on pooping on my rose bushes. And so I think that building a fence between my property and Kate's is a pretty good idea. But asking Kate to pay for that fence, it's not so much of a good idea. You might think, hey, it's worth a shot. But if I demanded that, well, let's face it, I'm going to have worse relationships with Kate. She's not going to let me borrow her lawnmower. It's a big issue. Kate, you might not be able to, my neighbor Kate, might not be able to argue about my right to build a fence on my property, but she can argue against my demand that I finance it. So what we have here is taking a pretty reasonable relationship and throwing it right in the dumpster. And this is all for a side issue that I don't think a lot of people care about. I don't think a lot of people care who's going to pay for a wall, even those, matter of fact, maybe especially those who are in favor of it.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting too, because along the areas we're talking about, some of them already have some fencing, and it's not what we imagine, I think, in our minds. As I've traveled with the Border Patrol, I've been through many of those areas, and you know this. Certainly, you talk about these kind of things in your radio show. It's not what people think, is it, along the border?
No, as a matter of fact, I saw a video of two women that climbed the wall within, I would say, within a minute or two, they were over that fence that is currently up. So I think that that is a poor, so far, obstacle of people coming over. And the question is a wall going to be a better obstacle? Probably, but only if you do a lot to support that wall with virtual sensors, with increased Border Patrol presence. We have to really develop that if we're really going to make any type of difference. If we do, though, it is possible that we will save ourselves some money. You know, the government says that we spend probably about $113 billion on caring for illegal immigrants that come into our country. And so if we can make a dent in that, well, you know, they might even pay for the wall. Who knows?
Yeah. How important is it to have a wall or have some barrier?
Well, you know, 65 countries have some type of barrier or are currently building one. You know, illegal immigration is a big issue, not just in the United States, but a lot of different places. We saw very famously Hungary build a major border fence when it was having trouble getting Syrian refugees from crossing the country to get into Germany. So I think that we need to have some way of securing our border. If it's a wall, it's a wall. If it's not, it has to be something. Sensors, there's a virtual wall, basically, where we can identify people coming in, and we just definitely have to have a better presence and a more protected border patrol presence if we're going to really have any kind of border whatsoever. And that's a decision. We have to decide, are we going to have a border or not? And I think the voters decided that we need to have one because they elected the guy whose cornerstone for his campaign, that's the border.
Right. And as it takes shape, it'll be interesting to see, because I think there will be discussions in Congress. I do. I don't think this is we have three branches of government. Here's what he ran on. Here's what the push is. Because if there is going to be more funding for, as you know, Border Patrol, then all of that would have to be voted on. And so I think we're going to see this there's going to be an interesting discussion about this that's really going to happen in a much wider area than we've seen in the past. There's been discussions, but not like this. I think it's going to be, I think we're going to be hearing a lot about it from Congress, don't you?
Oh, not just that, Kate. We're going to be seeing lawsuits from environmental impact people, from human rights people. Eric Holder in California has been retained to, I think, pretty much specifically fight the wall on the California border. There are Republican deficit hawks that say, you know, they don't want to spend that kind of money. It's going to affect the deficit. And how about the folks that happen to live along the Rio Grande River? If you have a house that's on the river, well, guess what? Your property is now condemned. and or has to be taken over by what they call public domain. So that's an issue. There is a way, though, that is possible that he could get payment for the wall, or that he could pay for the wall, and that's something called a border adjustment tax. And you may, if you've been to Europe, you might know it as a value added tax, or a VAT, V-A-T. And in that circumstance, what happens is that a country, basically you're taxing imports that come into the country, and you are taxing exports, but you're getting the money back from exports. You get refunded for the things that you export. So for countries that we have a trade deficit with, let's say Mexico, we have a $13 billion trade deficit a year with Mexico, then that a percentage of that money would actually come into the United States every year. And since it's a border adjustment for all countries, you're not singling out Mexico and not making it a national insult to suggest that they specifically pay for a wall. So that's something that's been put forth by some economists. I don't know if it'll work, but 160 countries have it. So the question is, we could possibly have it too.
Yeah, border adjustment taxes. Again, that's another thing to look for. Good stuff. Dr. Joe Altman, if somebody wants to find you, how can they do that?
They can check me out at AmericanSurvivalRadio.com. You can see my articles in the Daily Caller, Intellectual Conservative, Conservative Truth, all sorts of different places on the Internet. And, Kate, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, that was terrific stuff. Thank you, Dr. Joe.
Bye, Kate.
So I think Dr. Joe brought up some really interesting things. We are going to, as far as the wall's concerned, we're going to see a lot of debate on this. We already are seeing a lot of debate on it. So it's not anything new. And like he said and I said, it was the cornerstone of Trump getting elected. So now this, now this is happening. And he mentioned it. There are people that are advocating not to have the wall. So the push is, full on to stop it as well. And what does that wall look like? What do you think that wall looks like? You know, the border fence between Mexico and the U.S., I was reading something the other day. Is it necessary? Immigration laws. What do our immigration laws look like? Well, we need good laws. We need to enforce good laws. Absolutely. And other nations have those expectations. But as Dr. Joe mentioned, and the border adjustment tax is a big thing. We know what's happened because of not enforcing the laws in the past. If you go back to Reagan's administration, I've said this before, for goodness sake, there were laws on the books, and those laws weren't enforced very well. And because they weren't enforced very well, and because people were hiring people illegally, let's face it, that's what happened. Then there was tunnels because there was profitability because of drugs and running drugs back and forth. So this is a huge, huge, important, again, debate that we're going to see that's going to move from radio talk shows, newspaper opinion pieces, blogs, etc., to even, I think, more in the forefront once again in Washington. And I think it's very important to do that. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.